It was a disability conference aimed at providers, but we did a vast range of conversations. Dr. Ingham and his wife, Bernadette Ingham, they presented on Māori and Māori disability identity, and I work with them. So I think I've educated them quite well. They're coming out with it very well. Talking about the Māori concepts of disability, well, we didn't have one. We were whānau. That was it, pure and simple. But we have to create concepts now to get funding, to get support, to get the help that we need. But we didn't need to before colonisation because we didn't have a system that said, well, you're not entitled to this and this. We just gave. We gave collectively. And I think that's helped me reflect actually lately is we're missing that collectiveness. We're missing that connection to each other as Māori. We've become so urbanized and individualized that we stick to our whānau and our few select friends, but we've forgotten what it was like to care for each other in a collective way. And that showed in over the protest a couple of weekends ago, the one again last on Saturday, and then the vaccination really showed the very differences that we're experiencing in our communities. Very proud of our Māori, in the rural communities, they don't ask their whānau. If they know the farmer's 45 k's away, they just turn up and go, Uncle, time to get that jab, and that's how we used to do it. This is how we approach whānau care for whānau. And I really do think there's been a real misfire at all from this government around disability, around Indigenous, and around other cultures and how they can operate and how you can get them on side. And I think that's what's led us down for this whole COVID, this whole vax thing. And we're losing Māori. And I'm beginning a research next year with a team where we're going to be actually interviewing survivors of COVID. And I'll be doing disability and Māori in that one. And we're doing all the groups. But it's what really does concern me when I was on the panel with Dr. Taunui last Wednesday is, and he's amazing pulling out his stats, is just the numbers of Māori that are not vaccinated. And I don't get why. I mean, I understand the mistrust, but if our own people are telling you to get vaccinated, why are they not listening to us? I just don't understand anymore. There seems to be a real big disconnect. We're not collective anymore. We don't care for each other in the same way. And that is what's doing it. But our rangatahi are not being targeted and promoted. And, I loved watching the Vax-a-thon. I loved the guy, the African guy that's here, and he won $1,000 at the Ōtara one. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And I thought, I saw the board. And there was KFC there. And I thought, oh, you don't want to be the one getting KFC. You want to be the one getting the $500 or the $1,000. That was just amazing. We did it. We did really well. We need another 50 odd thousand vaxxers in Auckland if we're going to be able to open Auckland up. It's not that many to get when we got 133,000.
In the super vax, then, how many whānau hauā were vaccinated?
Not many. There was no focus on them at all. And that's
And
the
that
other
is a problem,
concern.
though, isn't it? That is a problem because if we're talking
Yeah.
about targeted and focused strategies to address, then we should have had those figures around whānau hauā as well, too. The last time we spoke around figures, it was 39% of those whānau hauā were not. And so I'm just wondering whether or not that figure has risen, particularly over the Super Vax Day.
Not largely, although. There were sign language interpreters throughout the whole televising, which was unusual. And there was an older sign interpreter there for the whole time, from the morning to the end. And a lot of our deaf have been asking a lot of questions. So I've actually been going in because I'm part of the online deaf community and working with them around information because they don't get hearing information. So what they get is what people give to them in sign language or in deaf speak. And a lot of them, I think for the deaf community, that was immense. So they came on board, they took it on board. But for there was free taxis, and there still are free taxis if you're going to get vaccinated. So if you're disabled and you need a ride, you can get that. But for some disabled, we actually need them to go to them. We need the vaccinators to go to them because some of them are not mobile. And that's the big problem. They just aren't identifying who needs them. And now they said today that for immune compromise, they're going to offer up the booster shots. earlier. So I'm hoping I can get in on that because I am immunocompromised.
The reason why I'm asking about the number of our whānau hoa who and the increase in vaccinations is that it was really interesting in the stand-up today with the Prime Minister and Minister Penny Henare, and they did admit that there were some DHBs around the country that were negligent in their provision of vaccinations for Māori, and also to their disengagement or their non-relationship with Māori health providers has impacted negatively on vaccinations for Māori. So while we are thinking about, you know, why aren't our whānau, actually there's at a very high policy level, there is an unwillingness by the ministry to allow our providers to service us. I'm wondering then, so there was an inference that they were negligent in their provision. I'm wondering whether or not the DHBs can also be charged with negligence around provision of vaccinations for whānau hoa.
I believe that there should be. Yeah, I believe. I mean, I was shocked that Tairawhiti. I mean, I'm absolutely amazed at how many people in the community want them to vaccinate their people, because there was a very good response to them needing funds to go out and vaccinate. That should have been provided in the COVID funding. Why is it that our government are not targeting particular holder to go to their community? They know their patients. They know them well. You know, that's not happening. And there hasn't. And we have got vax teams for disabled, and I was speaking with one of the DPA members today, and they've been working on that. But what really has frustrated them, the Ministry of Health has held them back at every step, and that's what slowed them down. And the fact that we didn't get prioritised now leads to the fact that they're definitely keen to open up. You can feel it in the air, but we've got people at risk if we open up now. And that's why we have to really just get on and get our whānau to get vaxxed. I mean, aunties, get out there and go tell them. Nannies, do the same, because they'll listen to you, but our rangatahi...
Yeah, I just want to push back a little bit on that, because you're saying, you know, we have a responsibility to get our whānau vaccinated. However, if the DHBs and the MOH are not giving the vaccinations to those Māori providers that are standing in front of us, there's no way in hell we can get vaccinated. It doesn't matter how many of our whānau say, go get vaccinated, if we are not getting access to those vaccinations. And again, I'm just wondering whether or not our whānau hoa are caught up in that as well too. The non-engagement and the reluctance of DHBs to service communities and particularly vulnerable communities like ours.
Yeah, they are caught up in that, and they are caught up. And I think the reality is, yes, there's going to have to be some... I'm a bit concerned now about the new health authorities and the fact that the Māori Health Authority does not have the same level of pūtea that the health authority has. And, you know, they should have... They stuffed up. And I would like to hear our government say they stuffed up in how they prioritised and how they proceeded to do this campaign, because it is letting people down. It's letting those most marginalised, and that's our people. That's our whānau hoa. That's those ones that are vulnerable. The DHBs, some of them have been brilliant, but the majority of them have been neglecting the primary healthcare section. My own GP, I was on the phone to him on a Saturday, and next minute he had to shut me off because he had a guy yelling about vaccinations in the surgery, and he'd go and calm him down. So there's still a lot of emotion and feelings, but frankly, I believe we've missed the ball. We didn't get it right from the beginning. If we got it right from the beginning, we wouldn't have had all the misinformation and all the hesitancy going on now. But we do, and we've got to try and get above this, because I don't believe we can rely on them.
And so what ideal vaccination rate? Obviously, 100% vaccination rate for our whānau hoa across the board. I mean, anything less than is not good enough. But has there, obviously, is there enough Is there enough support to get that message out? And if rangatahi katoa are also, you know, reluctant and hesitant to, no matter, you know, if they're doing a twerking party, then what about our rangatahi who are whānau hauā as well too? What's their whakaaro on this? Well, or are they very much dependent on the support of their whānau at this time?
They are very much dependent on the support of their whānau. There's one mother who's refusing to get her daughter vaccinated because her daughter's autistic. And the mum has read the misinformation about autism and believes that the vaccine will make her autism stronger. It doesn't work like that. But this is some of the problem that we're having. If parents, the children will be hesitant.